Proclamation number 5110 of 22nd of April, 1951. Immense storm. Sleep of death. Forces of nature. A mighty storm must roar over people in order to awaken the souls from their sleep of death before the lost storm of destruction passes over the earth. Blessed are those who awaken and still eagerly go their way. Blessed are those who recognize me myself in the storm and voluntarily bow down to me. For they will not be broken but will rise up again and strive upwards. I certainly touch all sleeping people beforehand with a gentle hand and try to disturb them, yet they pay no attention to my gentle touch and therefore they have to be roused. I have to touch them rudely if I want to prevent them from being eternally lost, that their sleep turns into death and that salvation to life is impossible. I constantly endeavor to rouse people from their spiritual lethargy and therefore often knock at their heart's door, and where I am not heard I knock harder. Through suffering and adversity I make myself known so that they become mentally active and listen to me when I approach them through my messengers. I only want them to think about themselves, about their end and their destiny, so that they will then most vividly realize that they also have a task during their earthly life. Even the thought of this can make them energetic, for it can determine the will to start the soul's work as soon as it is recognized that this is its actual earthly task. They should only awaken, for then they will also look around them with clear-sightedness and discover faults and shortcomings everywhere, and they will take action to eliminate them. But as soon as the mightiest storm rises over the earth, even the dullest sleeper will awaken but first take a long look around to see what has disturbed him from his sleep. He will then not have much time left for his work, especially if he is tardy. Yet all too clear are the signs which can still compel him to believe if he is not completely alienated from me. I don't want their destruction, I only want their salvation, but anyone who doesn't want to be saved I will hand him over to destruction, which will then be his own fault. My messengers of love and sending call beforehand with a bright voice to those who are asleep. Prepare yourselves for the coming of the Lord. Open the door of your heart to him and let him enter. Ask him for strength and grace so that he may have mercy on you, and open yourselves to his influx through his spirit. Yet only a few followeth their advice, only a few takes their words seriously and expect me and also the end. Only a few listen to me when I myself speak to them through these messengers. And these will also recognize the signs of the storm and prepare themselves for it by calling upon me as their father for protection and shelter in the coming adversity, by commending themselves to me and my grace, and can now also be without worry that I will forget them. But the sleepers will be startled and afraid, for they are defenseless against the forces of nature through which I myself will express myself. And my voice will sound loud and threatening and make all people sit up and take notice. It will point to the near end which is foretold in the same way as the coming natural event and will likewise come to pass when it is time. Amen.